So we are here. I'm here, motherfuckers.
And
like John Cullen fucking tell me that this is a mistake. It's not a mistake. I'm here.
And do we sound reasonably at the same level?
Look that who it is. It's Brian, the powerful king.
That would be incredible if we is it actually happening, folks? Have we actually the levels down? Hello. Have we got the levels down? Yes, folks, we figured it out. We broke through today. Very exciting.
I wish I could get like really excited about it, but I hate my life.
I tweeted about this, but it was really tough for me because this is something we have been trying to get right for months and months and months and struggling with it. And we finally had this massive breakthrough where it was just like, holy shit, we finally fucking did it. And Brian was just like, he could not have cared any less. He wasn't even excited in the least.
I care about one thing today, and that thing is getting past tomorrow. That's all I'm thinking about. I went shopping with my wife this morning. She, I think, regretted it the minute we walked out of the house because I was just, fuck this, fuck that. And then there was this church trying to get us to join their picnic, and I was like, fuck no. Like, like real nasty to them. They were being so nice. They were going around the parking lot, putting post-it notes on people's cars that said, God bless you. And the fucking, they were like, would you like, and they were English the second, would you like to join our picnic? And I was like, no. And just walked in. I'm not allowed to eat.
Did you say they were English second language?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to hear what the accent sounded like.
I would not like to do that.
Verb Abrams subscribing tier one, 8 months. Shout out. Lubega Freak. Ben Grimm 13 subscribing tier one, 13 months. Tiniest Little Dot subscribing tier one, 7 months. Well, Chris was the one who actually figured the audio out.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Are you actually asking that? No, I'm not trying to be disrespectful here.
He figured it out. I didn't do shit, man. Chris was like, I'm going to teach myself how to do sound. And then he literally fucking did it in like 5 days. It was crazy. That's why the podcasts all sound good now.
Yeah, no, I'm doing the podcast now with local recordings and actually having them leveled off now and such. I decided I would have a little bit of fun and learn a little bit more about it. Tough Ghost subscribing with Prime Rudolfinho. A booger cousin.
Thank you, Trapdoor. I did work really hard. I actually had to click on stuff. Chris just sat there and said what to do.
Well, I mean, truthfully, when we figured the other stuff out, when we were figuring out his mic settings in general, like beforehand, that was true. It was hard for both of us because we had to watch this fucking annoying video where the guy was so, it was like a video we would make fun of on guys. But yet we had to like actually listen to what he was saying and pay attention to him and listen to his little asides. Like, man, the wife doesn't love that. And you're like, God,
fuck. Yeah, I just for people wondering, and I'm not like super into this, but I did crap before we recorded and it was very smelly, but it wasn't very big.
You don't have to tell people that it smelled bad.
It was super smell. I was like, why is it so smelly?
Shot,
I haven't
shot.
Had any food.
Subscribing with press why it's smelly then. Coolin subscribing tier one, 16 months. We got Trap Duar subscribing with Prime. Grid Shock, Mike Robot AM. I want to make sure I don't miss any. Beef Queen. I think we're beefing tonight, are we, Brian?
Probably. It'd be cruel. My family went to Chipotle and actually ate at the Chipotle, which is something that people don't do. And they did that because they didn't want to eat in front of me. But I was like, that shit fucks my stomach up even worse than this laxative. So I wouldn't even care if you ate. I don't care if they ate in front of me. I don't care.
Okay, I see. That's cool.
I just barfed up some lime jello. The amount of lime jello I've eaten today is like, because I want to chew something. And they said you could have jello. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to eat all this jello. I ate a whole 9x13 pan of it.
That's like an old alcoholic drinking non-alcoholic beer. That's like Brian's version of it. Just eating normal jello. That's how he gets his fix.
Jello time. Shots. There was no alcohol in the jello.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want a big fart Gatorade daddy. I don't know about that. I don't want to be farting in front of this fucking guy. You know, I'm already so embarrassed about the whole thing. I hate crapping. I hate all that stuff. And now I got to go to this guy and he's going to look at my butt. And it's just, it's such a nightmare for me, this whole fucking thing. I got up this morning. I made sure I got up early enough to eat 4 pieces of toast.
Fantastic comment from early 90s pants. That's our friend Dan, producer. Wow. Dan says, crapping and farting rock. Absolutely. It oftentimes is a really good feeling. It oftentimes feels really good. But I will say,
Dan, you're going to love this early 90s pants. Dan, you're going to love this. This is when you get to 45, this is going to be a real pleasure for you then. Because, well, you can't eat all day, though. They don't let you have McDonald's at all.
I do want to say this as like a public service announcement here, though. Like, truthfully, I don't really know that much about the colonoscopy. I know it's really good and it's necessary and guys don't tend to get it. And so I would say, if this fucking guy is going to go do it and you haven't, then you probably should. Because, I mean, this guy is, I can't believe you're letting someone go inside your ass.
Well, you know, I let somebody go inside my ass like 3 weeks ago. I didn't say it on the show, but I let my doctor go right up my ass a couple weeks
ago. Oh, your doctor. Okay, good. Jeez.
Yeah, I was like talking to her. I was like, man, because I started taking this medicine. I don't, it was some kind of antihistamine or something. It's really bad allergies, but it fucks your prostate up. It can. That can be like a side effect to that, and I was really having trouble pissing, and I went to the goddamn doctor. I was like, I'm having trouble pissing, can you give me some medicine? She's like, how about I just ram my finger up your ass and then send you on your way? And that's what she did. And then I just
I've got a question. This could have been really funny. I think this would have gone over really well. Right before she's about to stick the old finger in there, you should have turned and said, are you at least going to buy me dinner first?
I'm going to do it tomorrow. I told Katie I'd do it tomorrow. I'm sure they're not going to fucking... I'm not going to be able to do it because I'll get nervous.
Don't actually do it. I'm joking.
I might do it. No, I'm going to see if I can do it. Because you know what I do a lot of times when I go to the doctor?
No, it's a joke I'm doing. It's an old joke. Right,
I'm going to do it. You know when you go to the when I go to the doctor and they're putting me under? I'm like, that shit doesn't work on me. You're never going to be able to... And then fucking every time I just pass out. But I always try to tell them they can't do it. I'm too powerful. I've done too many drugs. And then
did you tell them about your how much the drugs use and everything like that? Because I think that is important for you.
I have told them about, well, yeah, I'm pretty honest about my drug use.
I just know that can be important. Sometimes they can be like, if you lie about that shit, then you won't go under and it can be actually worse for you. I have heard that before.
Not on enough drugs now to cause any problems.
Eda Judaki statue gifting a tier one sub to Suddenly Salad. We got Shock the Monkey subscribing with Prime. That's Monkey MUNKY. Gabe Nash subscribing with Prime. Welcome.
Yeah, I always tell them I'm too powerful. I have too much of a tolerance and they can't put me out. And then they do. But it's fun to kind of sit in there and talk shit while they're putting you down. You know, like everybody's like, you're not even gonna know what's going on. And I'm like, well, that's great because I love not knowing what's going on. That's what I'm shooting for all my life. Is not knowing what's going on. So that's cool. But yeah, I'm doing okay today. I'm not, like I said, my poop smelled really bad like a few minutes ago, but that's about it.
Old Boone subscribing tier one, 2 months. Rap Madrob subscribing. Also Bonobo, Nonobo, Bobo, Nobo. Somebody like with that name.
That's an easy name to say.
Before, and then I didn't say it because I just didn't want to say the name. And then I just, there you go. There they are in the chat.
Hello. I'll take the anesthesia. I didn't do it at the convention center. I'm at my house. They told me to build a nest, but I haven't had to use the bathroom very much, so I just fucking, I'll be all right. I think I'm gonna watch For All Mankind on the iPad on the toilet all night. That's my plan. That's the big plan.
Sounds good to me. That sounds really nice. I might check out the new Apple TV series, Sunny. I don't know if anybody's...
It's depressing. She loses her wife and kid. I can't... Her husband and kid. I can't do that. That's too much. Makes me sad. I don't like the full breadth of human emotion.
I see. That makes sense.
I like the revenge version of it. Like, where it's like, oh, I lost my wife and kid. Now I'm on a murderous rampage and I'm going to kill a ton of people. That's the kind of I lost my wife and kid I like.
So yeah. Because I'm thinking of, like, you know those movies where it's a revenge movie, but then in the end they realize that it's like revenge is like not the best thing to do.
Not like that.
You
do
must
not like that. Yeah, it's stupid. Greg's here. We got Greg. Here we go.
Does anybody? I just out of curiosity. Let's. Shame. I just was curious because I know there's got to be a few people who are sort of interested in getting into comedy. Has anybody after the episode checked in on any of Greg Dean's stuff, looked into him at all? And what have you been able to find, if so? We can press play. We'll wait.
Nobody has found any Dean stand-up. That's been the big thing I've been hearing a lot. Like, oh, we're looking for Greg Dean stand-up. And I'm like, I'd love to see Greg Dean stand-up.
Here we go. Yeah. Hang on a second. Wait, that's a really good point. Why is there not a single video of him performing comedy?
I'm sure he's good.
Well, they're expressing one-liner.
Yeah, Chris, you missed a little bit, so I went back a little bit. I thought you might care to hear that some stuff he came up with. So we're going to go back for the people that weren't there on Friday when I did the stream.
And I'm sorry for not coming and saying I was going to be here and coming. That was pretty funny. The dog had a huge diarrhea situation, and it honestly with the newborn and the dog, sometimes it gets really, really hairy around here, and then I just can't do anything. Bedpan surprise, subscribing with Prime 2 months.
That's right. Here we go.
They never identified, and they didn't have names. I caught
here
them.
We go.
It's jokes. Okay, from there, here we go. I had to do the invention of joke structure. First of all, I had to answer a question. What is a joke? And then
Wait. Hang on. Sorry. What?
We'll go back a touch. Yeah, here.
He invented joke structure.
There's some faces you don't want up there. He's got Louis C.K. up there. 5 months ago, this video.
A lot of jokes and a lot of performers. Maybe thousands? Yeah, I'd say thousands. From there, I had to do the invention of joke structure.
This is really interesting to me. Foxhound 2424, thank you so much for subscribing. He invented joke structure?
That's who did it.
God, so
that's the man.
Yeah, we have to thank him for a lot.
Your question, what is a joke? And then I had to kind of find a way to communicate it to people. I could kind of understand it, but then there were mechanisms in it that no one had ever identified, and they didn't have names. I coined the phrase joke structure to explain the mechanisms.
Hang on.
He coined that phrase. Greg is good.
But it's an intuitive, it's not like a phrase it's using two words, and it's not really something you can take credit for. I think like when you're discussing the structure of a joke, I think most people are going to use.
Nobody said that before 1982. I'm going to tell you that right now. Nobody.
Acted the setup and the punch or the first part of the joke and the second part of the joke. That's what joke structure is in my world. It's the mechanisms between the setup and the punch, not That's setup good. And punch. Yeah. They're just the way we go.
That graph fucking sucks, by the way, because it says it has a short line that says setup. Then you got the down line that says punch, and then a really long line after that.
That's for the laughs.
That's obvious. The lines don't make sense at all.
The laughs. Are you kidding?
Look, the punch line is this big line right here, mm-hmm. right? The setup is this small line.
Yeah, the punchline.
Who knows what this is?
But the punchline is usually shorter.
It's usually much like sometimes three times longer than a setup.
Yeah, no, the setup is always longer than the punchline.
Just looking at this graph,
it's the mechanisms between the setup and the punch, not setup and punch. They're just the way we go about expressing one-liners.
That earring is
so
cool.
No different than saying cartoon or sitcom sketch. They're all just ways of expressing humor. These are the definitions of these three mechanisms. You really have to understand this. At the center of all jokes, there's always one thing with two meanings.
Okay, Chris, did you know that?
What?
At the center of all jokes, there's always one thing with two meanings.
That can't be true.
It's true.
In a certain type of joke.
In a Greg joke. Greg Dean invented joke structure, and
I don't think that could be true.
At the center of all jokes on this planet that have ever been and ever will be.
What? Wait,
there you
go.
There you go. Hang on a second.
He said it. He is. There you go.
He doesn't know about other jokes.
That's his jokes.
He's not even aware of the other types of jokes, and he's the one who's like teaching.
I do need to point out, and they said it in the chat, I'm going up a second. All jokes on this planet that have ever been or ever will be is what he said. Said, shit, tiniest little dot. I like that. He did say all jokes that have ever been
or will ever be. I mean, yeah. That's
they haven't invented a new kind of joke yet. It's the problem.
It's okay, Biggie. BG Scotia.
Thing with
Tom's great. We love Tom.
Please do not believe me. Be a skeptic. Because if you're a skeptic, you'll do some research into this and find out that I'm right. Here's the first thing is one.
That was crazy edit.
What was that? That was Berger-esque. That was Vic Berger-esque.
Thing with two meanings. The setup actually gives you the expected meaning. One thing with two meanings, and that's how you misdirect an audience. They accept.
But this is only for a misdirection joke.
That's all the jokes.
Every joke is not misdirection.
In the punch,
all of them that ever have been or ever will be.
Can you go back? And like, can we see that weird cut again?
Yeah.
To this and find out that I'm right. Here's the first thing is one thing.
He goes like this.
Means or interpretations. Please do not believe me. Be a skeptic. Because if you're a skeptic, you'll do some research into this and find out that I'm right. Here's the first thing.
I'm right about. He cuts himself off. He means I'm right about it.
Yeah.
I think I.
Me thinks is what he says.
He does. He does kind of like. He's definitely similar to Noland, right?
A little bit, but
the music in the background is very similar. He doesn't have the slow zoom, but he like sort of talks like not the same voice, but the same sort of cadence in a way. He's got
Trump in him too.
People agree. Cadence is the same. Yeah, music and cadence is Noland. Yeah, he is kind of the comedy Noland a little bit.
With two meanings or interpretations. Please do not believe me. Be a skeptic. Because if you're a skeptic, you'll do some research into this and find out that I'm right. Here's the first thing is one thing with two meanings. The setup actually gives you the expected meaning. One thing with two meanings. And that's how you misdirect an audience. They accept the expected meaning. In the punch, there is a mechanism there, which is the unexpected meaning.
I thought that.
Surprise. A lot of people talk about that. Comedy teachers talk about that. Like that's some new information that came from Socrates and Aristotle. Keep these in mind.
No, it actually didn't. It came from Dean-a-stoddle.
Greg Dean, you dumb motherfuckers. Yeah,
the inventor of joke structure.
Yeah.
In 1981, what the fuck were they calling it?
Who knows? Joke. They didn't know what a joke was. They just heard a joke and they're like, what the fuck was that? That was
funny. Yeah, they said like a little funny turn. I think they used to call them a little funny turn.
They just laughed and they didn't know why. Why am I laughing?
You're going to start to see how this relates to so many things. When you learn joke structure, first of all, you learn how to identify jokes. Identifying jokes, very important. Where the hell is the joke? People bring me stuff all the time in private, especially, and they'll have notebooks. And I'll say, well, let's work on one. They'll take out a full page. And I'll say, well, it's only got one joke because there's only one time. Do you have one thing with two and two meanings in there? And then I'll help them.
Okay, so hang on. This is so good. This is so good. Somebody brings him a page filled with jokes and he's only recognizes the misdirection ones. And he's like, well, these are jokes because they don't have things that are two meanings on them. So he got to throw all those out and it's like those could be the funniest shit ever, but he doesn't even notice that they're jokes because he only knows misdirection puns.
Yeah,
that's exactly it. Yet they wrote because they didn't know where the joke was. They didn't know how to precisely write the joke, so they keep wandering around identifying where the joke is. Wow, that's paramount. That's
wait
place
I
begin.
Need to see his side so profile too. I think he has long hair.
Oh yeah, he's got a ponytail.
Here, I think he does.
He's got the
Emma Willman. She did private with me and listened to this.
I know her.
Oh.
I don't know her well. Like I've seen her do comedy and met her before. So okay,
said she did private with him. That's how he said it. I'm not being gross.
Hang on a second. Yeah, this is great because I think it's worth scrutinizing some of this stuff to find out if anybody has actually taken a class from Greg Dean.
Well, here we go.
Wow, that's paramount. That's a big place to begin. So that's what you're going to learn. Here, we're going to actually do it right now. Emma Willman, she did private with me, and listen to this joke.
I've got ADHD. I was diagnosed in high school, and I was prescribed Adderall, which was a godsend because my grades were able to skyrocket because I could finally focus on trading my Adderall for the test answers. That's what
happened. So let's
identify. I saw her actually at my someone I know, Steph Tola, very, very funny comedian from Canada. She was doing a Filthy show, and she was on it at the Biltmore, which is actually, I believe, where we're doing our live show.
Yeah.
So same venue that we're doing our live show. That's where I saw her, and she was very, very funny. She didn't strike me as somebody who was like,
she went to see Greg.
Yeah, she didn't like about a lot of her jokes, I will say, were not just a thing that meant a different thing.
Watch up, Piper.
There was a lot of different types of jokes in there, which leads me to believe she might have gone to a different class. I have to say, by the way, Moo. Brian, you want to say
Mujahideen?
I can't pronounce that.
Mujahideen Patriot 10106.
20 tier one subs gifted a total of 129. You got to be top. You got to be top. Thank you. I can't read them all, but welcome everyone and thank you so much. Bless you to our friend Patriot.
I might have to run out of here in a little bit. I sent you the link to this video in Twitter because I can't do it in StreamYard.
I can't say it. I think people thought before I was like doing a bit where I was like trying to pretend, you know, because it was like a bad person or something, but I know how to say it in my head, but it's one of those ones where it gets in front of me and I know I'll mess it up.
I did because I could focus on trading my Adderall for the test answers. The one thing with two meanings? It's what she could focus on. We expected her to say I could focus on my studies.
I did.
No. She traded drugs for the cheat sheets. Now.
No.
No, it kind of is, though, two meanings. Okay, well, yeah, he's kind of broadened it a little bit.
You guys do
not
want
two different meanings, really.
The crafts just look so pathetic. They're not what I thought they were going to look like.
It works. That's a great joke. Crisp, clear, but it's also about her as well. Very important to do that. Next is Anthony Jeselnik, one of my students as well.
We know him.
So here we go. Anthony.
My brother's crazy. Even my name is Anthony.
Yeah, he said Anthony. Get it, Anthony.
Did we hear that again, everyone? Did you hear how he said Anthony?
Well, very important to do that. Next is Anthony Jeselnik, one of my students as well. Okay, so here we go. Anthony.
My brother's crazy. Even my neighbors hate him. The other day, I opened up the door. I caught him masturbating.
I mean, he does the
G-step. He looks me right in the eyes and goes, shut the door. I said, get inside.
Okay, so let's identify Anthony's joke.
Let's do that.
So this is kind of fun to do, identifying a joke, breaking it down. This is a really fun and cool thing to do. Anthony Jeselnik, this is one thing I will say. He might have taken Greg Dean's classes because basically all of his jokes are what he's referring to.
He cleaned up, though. He's all clean now, isn't he? Like weirdly lib clean. Now.
I was going to sign up for Greg Dean's stand-up class, but the only in-person one, he doesn't teach the one over Zoom. It's like his woman that does it, and he does the in-person one, but it's in California, and I obviously can't go to California. I have a child. I can't travel to Pasadena to take a fucking stand-up comedy class with Greg Dean so that, you know, a couple hundred people on stream would laugh.
Yeah.
Or I said... Get inside. What's the one thing with two meanings? Oh, you might be thinking it's the door. It's kind of it, but it's really where the brother was at.
Okay, well, masturbating is spelled masturbating.
This motherfucker.
Not master.
He's so square, he doesn't even know how to spell masturbate.
Actually, it's where the brother was masturbating spelled wrong.
Brian, you should go to Greg Dean's comedy class because you're always just like, I'm going to go to California. Do you know what I mean? You're always like looking for reason.
I'd love to go to California.
That's what I mean. You're always looking for a reason to go to California. So why don't you go and take the classes and film them? And, you know, you can come back with some incredible stories.
Yeah, maybe. I'm yawning like crazy. Guys, I haven't eaten all day. It's terrible. I have some chicken broth downstairs.
Oh, that'll fill you up.
I mean, that's what I'm allowed to have.
I mean, come on. Come on. All the men in the chat, can we have a nice little manly chuckle at our little broth boy, Brian, over here? You know we're only eating full fucking breasts and thighs over here, baby.
No pretzels. No solid food for another fucking less than 24 hours. I will say that. Less.
That's for the men only as well. I don't want to see anybody, not a man, going ooh 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 in the chat.
I'm supposed to have my nightly steak, right, George? Right? I deserve my nightly steak or cheeseburger.
Door that it was his bedroom, the bedroom door. Instead, it was probably the front door because he was outside where the neighbors could see him.
Yeah,
understand why they hate.
It's probably the front door. It wasn't the bedroom door. It might not have even been the back door or the garage door. It was probably the front door.
There's the structure of this joke, and Anthony is one of my students. He really got joke structure from it. He understands joke structure. That's why his jokes are so good. The next thing you'll learn is how to fix jokes.
I'm actually going to show you how to fix jokes. The reason why you like him so much, he's become so famous. Well, that's because he's got that little Dean touch. He's got some Dean. When you learn structure from it's like learning the gegenpress from Ralph Ranick himself, the originator, you know? It's incredible. That's a footy reference, by the way. Shout out to England. It's coming home. I believe it's coming home, everyone.
Here we go.
How to edit one. Here's the joke. I just went through a long and messy separation, which ended with in a divorce from my wife. So after all that, I went on a vacation to Denmark because I was going to have a sex change. The sex change was from not very often to nothing at all. Not my gender. A little overwritten. Let's fix this.
I didn't understand even like what the...
Well, the joke is that he's saying he was having a sex change. He wanted to go for a sex change. And then said, but the change is going to be I'm going to start having sex more.
Oh, okay.
After my divorce.
Not my gender.
Not my gender. But it's overwritten. You don't need the not my gender, or it needs to be. I think Greg's going to step in here and say the not my gender part needs to come first or not at all. So we'll see how Dean steps in and sort of makes this a little bit better.
Joke. So the first thing you need to do is identify the joke. What's the structure of this joke? What's the one thing with two meanings? Sex what? Change.
Oh,
because we expected him to say a change in sex organs, and it would be a change in sexual frequency. Sex change. Oh, now you're starting to understand. This is amazing because I love the teaching this to people. Man, is nothing more fun than that, watching people really start to understand jokes for the first time in their lives. And
some people in the chat saying they just got the joke now after it was fixed by Greg. They weren't able to actually get it or laugh, but now they see why it's funny. I think I brought this up the last time we watched Greg on Guys Plus, but it is remarkable how unfunny he is. Like, he doesn't say a single funny thing during this. And it's he's not doing stand-up comedy here. It's not a comedy sketch, but you would just think it would be in there somewhere. There would be some indication that he could be funny if he had to be.
Maybe.
Jokes. I love what Patton Oswalt said. He said, in stand-up comedy, you strip out everything except what serves the joke.
Thank you, Patton.
Now, I just showed you what serves the joke. That's what serves the joke.
The sex
least
organs.
Amount for the setup to say that you got a sex change, and the least amount you need to say in the unexpected interpretation about it was a change in frequency. Now, let's start to take it apart. Do it sentence by sentence. I just went through a long and messy separation, which ended in a divorce from my wife.
I just got divorced.
Do I really need to know it was long and messy for the joke to work, and that it was a separation and stuff.
All
that's there because it's a divorce, which ended in the divorce.
Oh, this goes on for a really long time.
It's so awesome because Brian is so tired and can barely stay up, and here he is, got Greg Dean just fucking droning on,
droning on and on about jokes.
Honestly, if you really want to wake up, do we have an Opie live stream where he's just sitting, where he's just sitting right in front of the camera himself and doesn't have anyone else on cam?
And talking about ticks.
Yeah, just something where he's talking about some subject matter in depth. Opie Beach Stream. Yeah, thank you, Paul. Let's go Opie Beach Stream.
Opie Beach Dream. Where is it at?
Come on, you know he's going to have one up there. Oh, well, I mean, what's the most recent video that he's got? Go to videos. I mean, go to
videos and then recent, right? Latest. The Ruiz video, but that guy's dead, so...
We're not going to...
This looks like the right one.
Yeah, there we go. That's what we're talking about.
So we got a president, right? That every day we're going to go, how did he do today? That's like when you're checking in with your old mom or your old dad, or maybe a grandma.
Hang on.
This is good.
Can I just say though, what you're gonna? The problem here with this joke. Do we need to know? Do we need mom? Do we need dad? Do we need all of these different? Could we just go with mom? Could we just go with one person here? Does it serve the joke?
The comment that says, "Hell yeah, Obster, call him like you sees him, brother man."
Granddad, and you asked the question, "How did they do today?" Well, they got out of bed on their own, and they were able to go potty. Well, that's good. That's where we're at with Biden.
That was good. Oh, that was actually a really good video. He was like making a good point.
It's like he's making this point that has been made 1,000 times in every single fucking, you know, grocery store between the cashier and the fucking lady buying groceries for, you know, her family. It's just,
oh, motherfucker.
Blockbuster is one of many stores from our youth that is no longer around. There's a whole list of stores that are all gone.
It's weird. It's like the world changes.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, who's this guy with the worst lighting in the world? He's being lit barely from like a window in the back corner of his room. That is,
he looks like he has a lot of neck tattoos, but maybe not. It might just be shadows.
He's in a fully dark room that has one window, small window in the back corner open, and he's being lit by the sunlight that is like 30 feet away from him.
He looks crazy as hell. What is this one from? I want to see this guy.
On how great it was to go to a Blockbuster and find your movie. You
go there.
You never could get your movie because it was too popular.
Oh my God, this guy.
When that guy talked, his mic is so bad that it sounded like he farted when he talked. It was like, bong, bong.
I got to go find this video. Hold on. where is the long version of this weird video with this weird guy?
Rim Shackleton says the audio is so high. What in what way? Our audio or their audio or his audio or which audio? Talking audio, and we didn't get to talk about it this morning because the audio levels are fine.
They're
his guest. Yeah, his guest.
Where is that video with that guy?
Where's
full video?
Rim Shackleton, it's because our audio levels are fixed now, and normally we start off the stream with about 7 to 9 minutes of audio talk, and people really will miss it, I feel like, who are listening on the VOD. A Dire Mude, subscribing Tier 1, 7 months. Thank you so much.
Okay, so... No, it's like, not this one. I'm finding this video with this weird guy in it.
Brian is on a mission right now to find the weird guy. So let me talk to the people in the chat. I'll go chat monster mode.
Okay, here's one.
Oh, doo-doo.
He's got his sunglasses on.
Well, look at this. Good afternoon, you look old, say, and welcome to my live stream. We are way out east at the ocean, 15-mile-an-hour winds coming from the south-southwest, making giant waves behind me. And good afternoon, man. Thanks for joining me. I greatly appreciate it. Look at Jamie Lynn going, yo, good evening, everyone. A live stream for the drive home. I love it. Hell yeah.
That's like a bot. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not a bot, but it's like they're all, even the real people talk like bots. Like, oh, great. A stream to enjoy for the 45-minute drive on the way home from my work job.
Live stream this morning. You know, I got a little food poisoning at dinner last night.
Brother,
so,
I know what it's like to
was
shit.
Feeling like crap, had to cancel. I'm sorry. Then I'm sitting here feeling guilty. So I'm like, you know what? Why don't you turn the live stream on before Blyden?
No, that's Blyden funny.
He said it wrong.
That's a fun. You know what's so brutal is like, don't try to do a flub. Do you know what I mean? We don't even want you to do a flub. Like, it's not even good when you do it. Like,
it's bullshit
just
when
it's
you
actually
do it
fucking stupid. The way you're like blinding, and you like think it's so funny. The true mark of someone flubbing is when they feel truly embarrassed. Like Brian, when he feels
not me.
You guys don't see it on the audio recordings, but when he does a big flub in front of like a guest, you know, like someone who's like maybe a bigger guest.
Got a good one coming up in a few weeks.
Here. He looks so embarrassed.
really good one coming up in a few weeks. It was just terrible. With I had who? To guess with name who? Right with Ammer.
Oh, with Ammer.
Yeah, I mean, called you the wrong name.
I mean, Ammer is like a Canadian comedian and not a, you know, but Brian had never met him before. And he has like, his name is spelled A-M-A-R. So you'd think Ammer, you know, but it's pronounced Ammer. And so Brian was really stressed about it. And then he got his name right and then messed up my name.
In a way that I'm never going to hear the end of. I moved it forward 10 minutes so we can get his guest. Because I like seeing his guests.
And to the turns, or the tennis racket to the turns, or throwing rocks at the turns.
That's God, one of, I hate,
I ever when tell he, you my greatest
I hate
turn
when
story.
He does that. I oh, hate yeah. when he... I hate when he does that. He keeps saying the same word over and over again. It's like his thing. That's like his thing that he does. That's like his signature radio thing.
Yeah. Well, here is our guy. He looks like one of the pictures when somebody posts the profile pictures of Trump guys. This guy looks like one of those guys. It's great. So who is he? Let's find out.
Hi, Chris.
Hey. How's it going?
Dude, right on cue. The turns are back. I'm out of my mind. You're a marine biologist.
Yeah, I was listening to you crying about your first world problems.
let me tell you
something. Wait. We know this guy. We've met this guy before. We know
is him. This Tix guy?
This is we know this guy. We yeah, have know this guy. Guy. Yeah.
He knows about Tix.
Yeah, this is I the like Tix guy, right? So yeah, he's did good. You just honestly find us the video where they talk about ticks?
Maybe
it is actually like these two are responsible for the most boring clip that we have ever played in the history of guys or anything. It's the most boring clip I've ever seen in my life, and these two were responsible for it. And what does Brian do when he's like almost falling asleep? Pulls him up again for round two.
Well, here, I just pulled him up and then moved ahead. Here, Chuck Puck. Here he goes.
Drink a beer or two and
get Chuck Puck. Nobody remembers the guy who smeared his poop on a lady in the subway. I don't even know what that is.
Nobody.
But there's another guy coming here in a second.
Some content for the socials.
Yeah, I mean they're flapping. Looks exhausting.
Yeah.
Hummingbird.
No, you know.
Oh, hummingbird.
A little tiny. Oh, are you kidding me? No, dude. Don't we can't. No, man. No, man. We can't listen to this. We're going to get done again.
The hummingbirds.
We're going to get done again by this by a hummingbird discussion.
Central and South America for the winter.
Yeah, right on. Let me throw Matt on for a second. Oh, Matt, how are you, buddy? Matt Adamoski. Who are you, Matt?
Dude, and I talk all the time, man.
More guys.
This is Grease Buddy vibes. This is Grease Buddy vibes. Up and around vibes, man.
More guys. Just another
this is
guy.
Up and around. This is like, who are you? Like, so he's bringing random people. This guy used to, this guy's like interviewed the president and stuff.
Yeah.
This guy is now bringing random fucking guys onto his stream and saying, who are you? And then this guy's like, we talked a lot of time.
I know. That's my answer. The answer where he says, we talk all the time. You know who I am. It's like, motherfucker, we don't know who you are here.
Buddy, Matt Adamoski. Who are you, Matt?
Dude, you and I talk all the time, man.
I'm trying. Who are you?
Out in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, you're the Portland, Oregon guy.
No,
what's
Brian,
up?
Brian, oh, you thought he was trying to do it for the audience. Incorrect. He just doesn't remember him.
Yeah, he didn't remember exactly. How did this guy get on? Okay.
Teddy Bonks, you did not miss beef. We haven't beefed yet.
Afternoon when I can actually see you, man.
Right on. Nah. Do you know my friend Chris, a.k.a. Fish Guy Photos?
Mr. Tick?
No.
He's nice to meet you.
He's a good dude. This guy's from Portland, has great stories. What have you been up to, Matt?
Just working away, man, but had the afternoon off today. Me and the wife are going to go play a little golf this afternoon because we're finally over this stupid heat wave we've had out here.
Oh, my God. This
that's
is
good.
Fucking
they're
going to
get some golf in, dude.
Ball talk. This is absolute nonsense small talk with random people that you don't know. Is it possible to fall any further than Greg Oakley? confused.
First he got the tick guy up there. Now he's got this guy saying, I think I'm going to go golfing later because it's not as hot as it was yesterday.
Sorry to cut you off on your fucking discussion about hummingbirds, sunglasses dude who I've done business with a few times, but I've got a random guy who's going to tell me about his golf tea time with his wife and the heat wave he's dealing with.
Well, yeah, I want to complain about that to Chris too. You know, it's like 79 degrees lately out here.
Dude, I would take 79 degrees of heartbeat, man. We were 104 degrees yesterday.
Yeah, that's hot. That is hot.
104?
Yeah.
In Portland, Oregon, man.
Okay, so now they are discussing the weather
in different places.
They are literally doing a back and forth howl about that heat.
It's 79 here. This, that's 104 here. Okay.
This is absolutely insane, man.
I am so, you have no idea how tired I am, but I have to keep this going.
This guy, like, I see this stuff all the time because I'm always like trolling around for shows to call and stuff. I see people, they're on just a live stream, like talking to random people about their day, but most of them didn't host one of the largest radio shows in New York City. See, haha, subscribing tier one, 2 months.
Now, I don't think it's climate change, though, right? I doubt it's climate change.
Shit's a hoax.
Now that flamingos are hanging out in Maine, I doubt it's climate change, right, Chris?
So this is awkward because Opie is doing it ironically, but Chris is in fact a climate change denier, it seems like.
The energy here is great. I mean, he's like, oh, I don't think it's climate change, and then the guy's like
he's being ironic, poop truther. Opie's being ironic. Opie is like liberal in that type, you know, in a lot of his views for sure, and that's one of them, I would say. So I think he believes in climate change, but the issue is he's trying to do this like ironic bit with Chris, who in fact is a real live climate change denier.
One guy says that's a hoax, we don't really know, but then he asked the other guy, he asked Tick guy, and he goes, that's all he says. So oh, he's still laughing.
Yeah.
You know, when you see a flamingo in the flamingos are showing up where?
It's a scratch.
They're moving. Well,
there was one flamingo.
He's itchy as fuck.
This guy is itchy as hell, dude.
This guy's about to fucking
he's straight up itchy off. As hell. He's so
it's crazy
itchy.
What his show is. He's got ticks. George Giant said he's got ticks.
That made its way out to Fire Island, then Shinnecock Bay, then it was out in Bridgehampton, then it went up to Cape Cod, then it came back to Long Island again. So it's probably just one that got blown off course, which does happen to them from time to time. I think the last time they saw a flamingo in New York State was the 1930s.
Oh,
a flamingo gets blown off course by 1,000 miles?
Yeah, it happens.
It's five.
Yeah. It's fucking running.
Okay, so Ryan, everyone's getting mad in the chat. We hit the point where people in the chat are starting to get mad, and they're actually like demanding that we change the video or they'll leave. when these guys get together, forget about it. If you want to clear out an entire fucking chat, you just put this fucking video on.
One more time. I promise I'll leave after this.
And did it survive?
I haven't heard it recently, but it was doing just fine. It was just bouncing around different places.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Flamingo in our area. That's normal. Yeah, just bounced off course. And it's stupid.
The guy at the bottom is doing like some kind of bit.
No, he's not. He doesn't realize that his mic is not working or it's not being picked up. He's literally, oh my goodness. He's talking fully. He's fully having a conversation. He's like fucking pointing at his arm now. Go back.
Maybe I should turn around.
No, he can hear. He just well, the,
one of the hurricanes, I think it was last summer, because they're not native to like Florida, you know, parts of Florida, and they got blown into Florida. There was a whole flock of them in Florida just after one of the hurricanes.
Right.
Here he goes.
Love it. Now, palm tree.
Nothing to contribute.
Love it.
Okay, I'll want one more.
Wait. Just one little bit more. Just a little bit more.
In our front yard, like 4 years ago.
Right.
in the Pacific Northwest, man.
I'm telling you, his audio sometimes gets cut off. Like that, or maybe he just stops talking and it seems like he should be saying stuff. Okay, we're out of here, guys. Let's change the video. I apologize.
Oh, I missed that. That was fun. I'll probably watch that while I'm sitting on a toilet later on. We're on the Bubba page. Let's see if we can get some beefs here.
Does he have any new?
He's got the world record cornhole, but he's not actually on that video.
By the way, two girls, one pup, the Dave's Hot Chicken incident on his channel, but he's not in that one.
Yeah, he's not in that one.
Bubba's Day Out with Janie Cakes?
Yeah, it's his mom.
That's probably really fucked up.
He is. Bubba gets work. This is the one we haven't watched, I think.
I don't know. Go down a little bit further. Let's see if there's more. Have we watched this one?
I don't think we have. No. Here.
Taco Bell. The new Cheez-It Tostito. Tostado.
Yeah, we have.
I was going to go to Checkers.
You watch this one? I didn't think we watched the Cheez-It one.
I think this is the one that I watched, right? This is the one that maybe I watched.
I don't know. I didn't watch it. We watched. Poochie says you won't believe how nasty he is in this one.
Okay, we didn't then. If you guys, I just recognize it, but maybe it's just because it's so similar.
Yes. It's a big Cheez-It. We watched him do some fries with aardvark on it.
Get to hunt. But they said this is the hottest, newest thing. There it is down there.
Fucking greasy camera, first of all.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, what is that new Cheez-It Tostado?
It's like a bit Cheez-It, then it comes with beef, sour cream, lettuce, tomato, and then we have the
crunch wrap. There's a photo of it, man.
Okay,
it's like the regular crunch wrap.
He's gotta get all the vegetables off of it.
The regular tostada.
Okay, can I get that one, the wrap, but I don't want any sour cream.
Good.
Okay, do you want the box or you just want to buy it?
The box comes with some fries, doesn't it?
Yeah, it comes with fries and a piece of salad.
Yeah, I'll take the box, that'd be great.
Okay, you said no sour cream?
Yeah, no sour cream.
Okay, it comes on the burrito, so no sour cream on that either.
Yeah, no sour cream on that either.
Okay, what's your drink?
I'll take Dr. Pepper.
I'm sorry, we got the Dr. Pepper. We got the Baja Blast, Dr. Pepper, and Baja Blast Zero. Yeah, root beer.
Root beer would be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else for you today?
No, we're great.
You want any sauce for the day?
This is not AI sauce for everybody. Cream, they're out great. Of Baja Blast.
Why are you
supposed
to help us in?
No, ma'am.
Right,
yeah,
thank you.
JS604 subscribing.
She's like fast talking me, like you know, I mean, like very efficient, very good. She's just winging them right off.
It's literally called a fast food restaurant. they have to be fast with it. She wasn't even talking that fast. You're just fucking high as hell on weed. You're just too high.
I hope I got the right thing. But now I'm figuring I got the wrap.
Oh, no. Hang on.
And then pause it. Burrito.
Hang on. Rim Shackleton pointing out something. He's got a really bad hat brim situation. The bill of his hat is really fucking. It looks like all drooped. It looks drooped, you know?
It's not flat like mine.
Yeah, it's not flat. It looks like a drooped flat brim. You know,
yeah, it's two. It could be one or the other. And by the way,
if you've somehow not watched one of these before, you are not prepared for what his eyes look like under those glasses.
I'm gonna have me some leftovers here. They know me here. They know me. They're cool here with me.
So hang on. Can you just? That indicates that there's places that aren't so cool with them. There's places where he has issues.
I don't think that's the SA hat. It could be, though.
I got my Bubba Army QR code sticker.
Yeah, we know.
We've seen those. Visa card. Don't forget, you got till July 1st to go to Bubba Army merch. Bubba Army store, Bubba Army shop.com. and get you a new pair of those Fat Man Dunks Air Bubba 2s.
Shoes.
Come in two different, they come in.
He's selling shoes
the
now?
The standard very kind of cool. Jordan never... throwback 86 black and red.
He's got no problem. I don't like when he does his, you know, plugs and stuff in the middle. By the way, Video Space Games, thank you for the 5 gift subs to the channel. CGM 16, Bean Queen 420, Hambono, Cryptid 42, and Kel Trey. Thank you. Bless you. That's so nice.
Oh, I gotta piss, guys. I might have to get up and go piss some pee out.
What
of my
just press play.
Could this woman have
wait? Can I pause it? I can't.
This
right.
Long. This is just one.
Wait,
chick
I can't
in a car.
Pause it. Here we go. I can't pause it. I can't pause.
How you doing? Hello. I'm doing my food review. Fuck. I do a food review.
Mobile order.
She just cut him off.
No, I got.
She cut him off.
No, I don't think this one's mine.
That's so good.
I got the Cheez-It wrap with the root
order.
Beer.
Don't even give him the
that
chance.
That goes to Marcus.
Don't give
that's
him a chance.
That's my bumper sticker. If you scan that code, it'll take you right to my YouTube channel.
Whoa, she's like, okay, before he even finished talking.
We got a real caper going on here.
Yeah, the sticker is confusing. It's gumming up the whole.
Woman, she knows who I am.
Do you know who I am?
I'm trying to see what's happening on the other side of the parking lot. We got a major black girl with a baby who might need some help.
What?
This girl here is a rookie.
Based on what? Turn the camera?
There's a big message.
No. Hey, Brian.
I was so full of piss. You have no idea how much piss just
you got to you got to back it up. Some very fucked up stuff happened. First off, Brian, you are going to absolutely love this because this woman completely cuts him off in the middle of his sales pitch, like giving the sticker. She's having none of it.
All right.
And then it just goes really weird where he starts talking about a woman needs help in the parking lot.
Okay. First of all, I didn't shit. I pissed. And it was so much piss. It was so crazy.
Yeah, of course, because it wasn't. He's pissed. He pissed on his ass, to be clear.
No, I pissed out of my dick.
It was such water diarrhea that he's calling it piss.
I'm doing my food review. I do a food review.
Mobile order.
Yeah.
What do you mean? No, I got.
Did you see that in the middle of him?
She's like, "What the fuck, man?"
She's like, "Do you have a mobile order? Do you have a mobile order?" She cut him off mid sentence as he was trying to do his sales pitch.
I love that this says Bubba's Food Review is back with a bang. Like, this is like a big thing.
No, I don't think this one's mine. Nope. I got the Cheez-It wrap with the root beer.
No sour cream.
That goes to Marcus. That's my bumper sticker. If you scan that code, it'll take you right to my YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
She said, okay, but before it was even done. Like, we fucking know, man. You come here every
We've
fucking
seen a QR
week.
QR code before. Jesus Christ.
We got a real caper going on here.
We got a real caper going on here.
Now, the African-American woman, she knows who I am.
I have this thing where when a guy like Bubba or a guy like Mancow says African-American, I can only hear it as hateful, like as in like it's the most hateful way you can because he's like, I would love to be saying the other stuff, but I have to say African-American.
He uses a different.
He might use a different.
Oh, word. He does. We watched. He does for a different woman.
I'm trying to see what's happening on the other side of the parking lot. We got a major black girl with a baby who might need some help.
Oh.
Brian. A major black girl with a baby who may need some help. What kind of sentence is that? Major black girl with
There's
a baby.
There's a major black girl with a baby like, that might it, need like, some yeah. help. I'm going to film her.
Was she had an army uniform?
This girl here is a rookie.
She's a rookie.
Uh-oh, there's a big message. Oh, it was that Cheez-It.
He doesn't know.
Punch wrap with no sour cream. and a Dr. and a root beer.
Oh.
As a box, I guess I got it. I ordered it as a box.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no. I'd be panicking if I was him right now too. So I do have to say that when something like this happens, I go, "Oh, I'm definitely not getting the right food."
What do you mean? Well, who cares? You just walk back up and get the right food.
Yes, I know, but yeah, I'm a crazy person.
You would get stressed about this, really? This would stress you out
right now. I'd be going crazy right now. I mean, I'd be sober.
Do I need to pull around, come back through?
I'm good, bud.
All righty. It's a major mess up. Major. I didn't even have my order.
Oh, well, no.
Can you imagine? I mean, this is serious stuff. They don't even have to work. You've only been there for fucking 1 minute. I don't know.
He hasn't been there for long, I will say.
Sometimes I go to the drive-thru and sometimes you wait at the drive-thru window for a long period of time while they make your food.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got major and it's stuck in his head. He's like, he's really high and... Bubba's at the using the same word over and over again level of high.
Yeah, major.
Where you just like get a word stuck in your head and you keep saying it, you know?
She just snapped hold the back. No sour cream.
Oh, no.
This is not
good. He's so Thank worried.
You. Are those new crunch wraps doing good?
Oh, shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
Cheese it tostada yesterday.
How was it?
It was good.
It's good.
How are they doing?
I could cheese it.
How are they doing? Are they selling any? Are they selling on?
Crunch wraps. I don't know if that's different.
That's like a fast food guy. Like he's like a fast food guy, you know, that we like he's into the whole thing. Like, hey, that new thing. Any thoughts on those going like regular, not just seasonal? You know what I mean? Like what kind of response are we getting there from the customers? Like, shut the fuck up and eat your food, man.
Yeah. Take the food and get out of here.
Lord Guan subscribing. Tier 1, 3 months. Wash up to you as well.
Verbatim says he reads the trade papers.
Yeah, he's just like, I mean, are these flying off the shelves? I mean, I felt like they would be a good first quarter burger for you, you know?
Yeah.
Right, this is not good. This is not good.
This is not good.
They're whipping it up in the back, which means they're rushing it.
What? No, that's a bad thing. It's fresh. It's fast food. It's all whipped up.
He's saying they're rushing it.
All whipped up. They rush all of it. It is the whole point of it. Who would be mad about the fact that, oh, you're just making my food now? Like, it's going to be as fresh as can be. You want it sitting under a warmer?
And I got a bunch of cars behind me. They're cussing me out.
No, they're not.
I got a possible.
Hey, Chewy Chips Ahoy or better. Subscribe in Tier 1 4 months.
Get over here. A beautiful African-American woman carrying a baby.
A beautiful African-American woman carrying a baby.
I have to reiterate this. That, like, it seems so bizarre what he's saying, but if he had his sunglasses off, it would make more sense. You would understand more where he's coming from. You'd see his little beady little red little eyes.
It's a crazy, a beautiful black woman.
Dude, then walking across the parking lot, and then he went over there. And I wanted to be over there right now looking at all that, seeing what's going on.
Somebody in the chat.
What's going on?
Freedom Makers Resort are him and Crick Polly. I don't know if Paul there. I believe they're in the pineapple lifestyle. If I had to guess, but
pineapple lifestyle.
I know I mean, Bubba, of course, famously, historically, has been involved in the pineapple lifestyle. I believe he's what's known as a cuckold.
Yes. Yeah.
He is a cuckold. He'd be the type of person who would, you know, if he was going on a trip to Las Vegas, would ask to bring somebody for his wife.
Hey,
maybe the girl's hungry.
Something totally different.
The delayed reaction.
I'm slow on the draw right now.
The delayed reaction from Brian there is just too good.
I'm going to be so fucking on the ball this Tuesday when we do Guys Plus. It's going to be fucking nuts. I'll have eaten, slept, all that stuff, not shitted.
I would give her my burrito of my burrito of my box. I get a crunch wrap. I got a Cheez-It crunch wrap and a burrito.
Maybe he is so high.
Maybe mama need listen to that break.
What?
Yeah, that's kind of bad. That break noise, that's his brakes making those noises. You're not supposed to make those
Joe,
noises.
Joe B, 1990. Oh, he is 1,000,000% stoned, and it is more stoned than whatever you're thinking. He's about twice as stoned as that.
Yeah. Listen to his brakes, though.
How many people does it take?
Oh, get out of here now.
How many people does it take? Dude, you have like a 900 person staff to put on the shittiest radio show in the history of the world.
This is a fair point. He has fucking 7 guys working on that radio show he does.
He has the more staff than I've ever seen on a radio show ever. Like it's and he only pays some of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
That lady knows what's up. Oh my god, this is a shitstorm.
Look at his brim. Turn it back. Oh my god. Oh, come on.
All right. Oh. There it is.
No, when he looked at the camera, I'm saying keep going forward. He looks right into the camera and you really see the brim.
I can't get him looking at the camera. Going
forward 5 seconds so you're missing it, you know. That's all.
There it is.
But that's freaking good. I mean, it is. You're right. It is absolutely flaccid, Allie.
So they're trying to figure it out. They can't figure it out. Please.
He is in trouble. He's freaking out right now.
Jesus, don't mess my order up.
This is such.
Well, you might get a little bit of sour cream in your mouth, dude. I think you're going to live.
What's that? Hot sauce, please. Thank you.
Oh, hot.
The way he turns to the camera after, I hate this guy. Fucking taking video of them, like, struggling at their job, like, having, like, a tough time. Like, who has not fucking been there? Who's not fucking been there before where it's just like, whatever, man. It could be the simplest shit, you know? But it's not making sense to you that day. Like me, I can't say Mujahideen. You know, I can't say that name, whatever. And you're just feeling stupid. And this guy's got his fucking camera and he's kind of, look at these fucking idiots. Like, buddy.
Oh, here he goes.
The important thing you ever did with your life was have Hulk Hogan fuck your wife.
So, we need to go over here. Where's our little Nubian queen at?
That was gross.
Oh, that was what the get fuck, right there, baby. Dude.
Hey, where's our little Nubian queen?
What is this guy?
Ah, the chat just went nuts.
Oh yeah, they ate that.
just watching the chat.
It's just horrible. He's just a horrible guy. He's a horrible guy.
I think she left. She knew the service here sucked too.
Oh, Bubba, sassy. I hope your order's right, motherfucker.
All right, so let me.
There's no way that order's right though, because I can see fries, and he did not get fries. So
this is where we always eat, right here in this little. Right here is where we always eat.
What are you?
Okay, I don't know what's going on here, but there's that. And I got to roll up Bella's deal.
Let's
get the air kick in here. Okay, so there's a lot going on in here. There's some fries.
Oh, he ordered them with fries. Yeah, he did.
Okay.
I didn't know. Let's go to Merch Craig.
There you go, Merch Craig. Take your fries. All right.
Are you late, Rap?
Oh, can we fast forward this? I'm just tired of it.
You don't like Lady and a Tramp?
I don't need it.
I mean, I don't even have to tell you how good of a pit bull trainer I am.
We know. All
right,
here we go.
Here is the Cheez-It.
Here is the noises. Cheez-It.
That's a fucking plate. Toast. Here's your plate and your knife, Bubba. What's he got on his hand?
Teddy,
he's got a big Band-Aid on.
Teddy, why are you asking me if everything's okay?
I'm great.
Oh, just because I'm struggling with this.
Look at his hand. He's got a big Band-Aid on. Wonder what that's for.
Toast.
Oh, a big Band-Aid. And it's not even it's not even covering the whole wound. I saw a little bit of the wound. It's not even big enough.
And what they did is, I guess I ordered the wrong thing.
No, you didn't.
What I was supposed to order is the outside was made of all Cheez-Its.
No, you weren't. You ordered the right thing.
I think this just has the Cheez-It crackers.
That's the thing.
You wait, does he not know what it is?
Yeah, he just doesn't know.
Well, wait. Hang on. So he thinks that...
See?
Hang on, Pat, pause it. He thinks there's a thing that where they stick those Cheez-Its on the outside of the wrap. Yeah,
something like that.
There is another one. Vic Payback says there is another one. So there is another one. That is true.
Okay.
That is true.
There's no sour cream.
All right, so let me get it. Gotta put some.
He's gonna throw it out the window.
Hot
maybe.
Sauce in there.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, it looks pretty good.
It doesn't look bad as far as fast food goes.
Looks pretty good.
It's disgusting.
Let's see if I can.
I'd have got steak in it.
That hang on, it's picking up. He just ate a lot of veg there.
Yeah, he's probably gonna get the shits later, like me.
You can taste a little bit of the cheese.
He just went.
Not enough to go crazy over.
What do you mean by that?
I think I ordered the wrong thing.
Hold on, I got to see something real quick.
I literally had to take my headphones out.
I'm checking in on something real quick.
You're checking if he beeps?
I don't know. But as soon as you mention climate change or global warming, people
Brian, don't.
I'm with everybody. It's just normal stuff happening. We don't have an effect on this planet at all. There you go. I'm more concerned with my turns.
Okay, scratchy
stupid
hands.
Stupid fucking turns. Hey Matt, how's Portland, Oregon doing, man?
Dude, we're getting around. We're coming back to life. It's been a rough few years.
Look how much he's scratching.
You can't keep scratching.
He's scratching like crazy. This
you have some sort of issue.
Yes.
If you're that itchy, you need to get it looked at. In my opinion,
we'll go back to the beef. I promise. I just needed to check something.
It's a rough summer, and there was a lot of protesting and
methamphetamine. It might be methamphetamines or something. Yeah.
Graffiti that's in town. And I've been doing a project downtown, actually building a radio station, believe it or not, a terrestrial radio station.
Hang on. This is getting interesting now. the psychotic guy who can't stop scratching his arms is building his own radio station.
Opie's okay. Radio station. Opie's like all fucking interested.
I'm kind of interested now, to be honest. I'd like to hear more about this.
Opie's like a radio station, huh? Okay.
They're spending $6 million on this thing. It's insane, dude.
They're mentally ill. They're mentally ill.
This guy's about to
There's
scratch.
Three podcast studios and two main studios and a performance hall with a big video wall and a Ray speaker system.
Yeah.
And they've got a broadcast booth in there for not only video, but the audio.
This is so mean to do to Opie while he's sitting out with his fucking onboard microphone on his laptop. You know, they're just like, you should see all this incredible state of the art. You should see what they have in radio stations now, Greg. It's incredible.
Two podcast studios. Opie's on his phone with a fucking ring light on the beach.
God.
I remember Brian not saying anything about a rap today.
Brian?
That's not me. I didn't talk to him.
I would probably mess this up.
Oh, he's beefing. He's starting to beef, you can tell.
I will tell you.
I'm beefing.
For $9, You get this, cheese fries, and a burrito. Like, value-wise.
Here he goes. Here he goes. He's going to suck down some of that root beer. Oh, that hat is the worst. It's got the sticker on it still.
I don't want to hardly give her any real estate. Like,
he's breathing like he's dying.
I mean, that's precision. That's precision.
What's that?
He's beefed up so bad right now.
This thing's good as hell. But
like, what was it, like James Adomian used to do that that food review character on Comedy Bang Bang? Who is that? What's that guy? What was that guy's name? Someone remind me of the chat. Heelhauser. Yeah, he's going a bit Hauser-ish. Or no, Meryl. Yeah, no, Heelhauser was the different one. It was Meryl Schindler. Thank you. Meryl Schindler, a real person.
I mean, this is good as hell.
Oh my god, he's beefed up. He's starting to feel it. All right, he ate half of it.
Not just one bite, half the sandwich, because I'm a fat ass.
Yep, we know.
Now, you can see it. That's the cheese crunch.
Mm. What did you just say?
That's
you
can the
Jesus crunch. Did he call it a Jesus crunch?
That's a Jesus. Well, I mean,
yeah, the veggies.
He is seeing Jesus.
The veggies. I think the tomatoes, they're sliced up really thin, so I think he believes that that's pico de gallo. Like, I think you can. We've discussed. You can, but the lettuce. That's very surprising.
I'm gonna.
That's the Jesus crunch.
Oh, fuck, man. Fuck that sound of him going.
And then let's not forget that I still got a burrito left.
And I'm going to eat the whole fucking thing.
Still got cheese sauce for her fries.
I'm not forgetting.
Let me get my score.
Here he goes. There he goes.
Okay, so hang on. I want to say this. Go back. Because this is one of the fastest beefs I've ever seen. Like, he's like, there's no time. It's off, and he's straight to the beef. So he's just like, you're right. He was building it up before, and it's like he already did all the... and breathing in and stuff, in like in that sort of way that where usually. So now he's just boom. Watch how quick this beef comes, folks. I mean, he's gonna smell his hands afterwards, obviously, yeah, which is the grossest thing.
Yeah.
Boom. Straight on. No messing around. Straight on.
He had to get him on there, man. He's in worse shape than I am right now.
Yeah. Oh, you mean because of your
currently? Yeah.
Look at him. No, go back. Go right afterwards when it comes off and you see his brim and his. Oh, it's too good, man. Right away when his hands come off. Wait. Here we go. There we go. Look at this.
That fucking got me good.
Buddy, that I sniffed that shit. That brim, that brim is fucking, that is like Lynchian. It's like fucking, like it's like taking me into a different fucking vortex. His fucking hat looks like his brim looks AI. It looks like it's an AI. That's what a brim would look like in an AI drawing.
By the way, this is sponsored by Adam from Fenderworks. Travis from
He just burped. Did you hear that little burp? Fenderworks burp.
You can't say anything. You've burped on episodes, Brian.
Yeah, that's cool though when I do it.
Awesome.
That's Opie-ish.
And Fathead's eyewear. The cheese.
He's so beefed. Right now he's like almost whispering and
yeah, right now he's like he seems to be having like a crisis of sorts, you know. So this is an interesting, I'm wondering what he's even going to like, how he's going to feel at the end of this.
Imagine your merch, Craig. And that comes looking for you.
Merch Crick. Margaret! Every time Merch Crick is mentioned, we have to mention the fact that she did end somebody's life in the line of duty as a police officer.
That head's eyewear. The Cheez-It wrap. The Cheez-It Tostito wrap.
Nope. It's not a Tostito.
Good as hell. Great value.
Great value.
Of course, we had a little bit of a horrible drive-through experience because I think they messed the order up and they gave me a box that said Marcus.
Oh!
Had they been able to get me through the drive-through a little faster, I could maybe go see what was happening with that hot black girl with a baby.
Yeah.
But the actual
now, crunt. Is the actual, there a chance? Yeah, now, whatever is I there just a ate, chance? That the people in the drive-thru working sort of sensed and could hear him speaking in a predatory manner, and they sort of held off on giving him his order until that woman was safely out of the parking lot.
You mean the hot Nubian princess got out of the parking Stop lot? It.
Don't talk. Don't. We're not.
That's what no. he said.
L. And I'm giving it an 8.7. But I don't know if I got the right thing or not, because I think I was supposed to get that thing that had the whole toasted, the whole.
All right. The shocking accuracy of Bill O'Reilly's predictions. All right. We're probably going to wrap up early, but I
Let's
wanna...
call it. Let's call it.
Well, we got one more thing we got to do.
Well, we, of course, yeah, we were going to talk a lot about the assassination attempt in depth, right?
Just you one more. Do... Yeah, this right here. We got this to do.
Audio booth and video booth that they're building. They're spending a shitload of money on this thing for classical music.
Not even classic rock, classical?
Oh, not classical even classical music, rock?
Beethoven, Mozart shit.
Opie's sitting there thinking like, I don't really have a classical music background, so I won't even send a resume. Like before that, he was thinking like, maybe I get in there. I don't know.
A little classical. What about you, Chris?
I don't mind it.
What's your music of choice, Chris? I don't think I know.
Yeah, Chris.
You look you're a Nickelback guy, aren't you?
Hey, you know, I don't hate on Nickelback. You know, they're not on my favorites list here, that's for sure. But no, I mean, I know everything from classic to new rock.
Oh,
blues.
You probably like Styx, The Grand Illusion.
No, not that kind. Nah.
Buddy, throw him a bone here.
Help him out.
Six fan.
Say one band.
What'd you say, Matt?
Here's a plug for
you. I like scratching my arm.
I was just saying that my arm is itchy. It's itching a lot.
Last month down in Vegas, because I work in the commercial audiovisual industry. I do, you know, broadcast and stuff
he did
radio
something
stations,
in Vegas.
TV stations, things of that nature. So we had our trade show
trade
down show. In Vegas last month, and I went to the Sphere and I saw Dead and Company. And it was the best show I've ever been on. It was.
He's a jam band boy.
Eyes look.
Oh my goodness. Garen.
He's an itchy wook.
Chomper, tarper, motherfucker. Fucking tarper, chomper, motherfucker. 100%.
Everybody calls him the itchy wook when he shows up.
Yeah.
He's scratching. Look at him scratch.
Yeah, totally. No, he's got a short, he's tall and big, and he's got this little short fat guy who also scratches himself, and they call them Itchy and Scratchy.
All right, who are we rating, everybody? I'm going to go crap for a while.
Sick.
Bruiser and a chomper. But we got some bruiser talk coming up on the show here in a couple of weeks, I think. H underscore D-U-B-B. H-Dub, you just got it, baby. Oh, fuck. D-U-B-B. Now my family's going to fucking be like, hey, Brian, you sounded like you're having a good time in there. Well, that's just work. So, was not having a good time. Thank you.
If you showed them the videos, then they would know that you were. All right, take it
easy. Hold on, dude. One second.